You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law and fight evil. We're broadcasting live. Today is Sunday, March 6th. The time is 4:11 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is talkwarrior.com. All right. Okay, the reason why we're not starting up at 4 o'clock today, like we should, is because, like a fucking retarded idiot, at 4 o'clock, like right before I pressed the record button to start the show, I spilled, like, water all over my desk, and it went on my rug and got all over my notes, and it was just fucking retarded, and I hate when I do stuff like that. You know, it really bugs me. But anyways, we got the show going, and I guess that's all that's important. Okay, so I'd like to welcome you to the first show of the second season. I'd like to say that I'm, like, really tired today. So, you know, I just want you to know that I'm not on drugs. You know, it might sound that way because of slurred speech. But, you know, just let's just say that any psychoactive agents that I'm on are prescribed by a medical doctor. I just wanted to make that clear. Okay. Again, for people that are new to this show is broadcast live each week on Sundays at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. If you'd like to call in, the number is 415-738-0689. You can get the number on the website, okay? Then the website, again, is talkwarrior.com, all right? You know, if you can't call in during the live show, leave a message. I will play all messages on the air. So if you got a grievance, if you got some hate, okay, now is your time to, here's your opportunity, your golden opportunity, okay, to let me have it. I will play it on the air. You might even feel some love. You might want to express some warm, loving thoughts about me or my show, and you can do that too. So don't be a cheapo, okay? Don't be cheap. All right. Again, the number is 415-738-0689. I will play all messages on the air. You might even get me on the phone. Okay. If so, then I will record you. I'll let you know that beforehand. I don't want to waste anything. Okay. Now, one other thing. The call is free for Vonage customers. I'm never sure whether it's pronounced Vonage or Vonage, but okay, I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, today we're gonna learn a little bit about what communists don't like to tell you about Che Guevara. Okay, and what they don't want to tell you is that he was a racist, a homophobe, and an anti-Semite. I'd like to say for the record that I contacted the Che Guevara website, chelibs.com, and I asked them to come on my show to defend their god, Che Guevara. But, you know, the chicken shit assholes never responded. Okay? I have more to say about their site later. I sort of have a long personal history with them. Or an anti-history with them they sort of never they didn't let me into their forums. Okay, but in any case, I just wanted to add that I don't know whether this is the official. This is probably not the official Che Guevara website. There probably is no official Che Guevara website, but this is at least the de facto a Che Guevara website. It's the de facto standard of Che Guevara websites. Okay, that's. Let me give it to you again. That's chelibs.com. I'm sorry, che-libs.com. All right. Sorry about that. Che-libs.com. Okay. I really wish I could have those Che Guevara people on my show, because at least I would be able to, you know, they could tell me how to pronounce the guy's name correctly. I'm never sure whether it's pronounced like Guevara or Guevara. I think it's Guevara, but I'm not sure. Anyways, hold on. Before, hold on, I got a cough. I got like this like congested. My lungs are like congested or something. Well, they are congested. It's like I'm like choking in my own juices. And I went to the doctor a few weeks ago, and I told her, and she was like, here, take this. And then she gave me some crazy, like, penicillin derivative. And it's like, you only take 3 pills for, like, 3 days. And it works for 10 days. And it worked for, like, 10 days. And now that it's no longer working, I'm, like, you know, ready to die or something, you know. I don't know. I'm having a very bad respiratory problem. Anyway. Oh, shit. Okay, before I get demonstrate to you what a bigoted asshole Che Guevara was, I'd first like to quickly say something about the so-called triumph of democracy in Iraq. The Republicans would have you believe that the success of the recent elections in Iraq somehow vindicates Bush and the fuckers in Congress from both parties. Let me repeat that. Both parties. Democrats voted for this evil war and Republicans. Okay? But, you know, the fuckers from both parties authorized this evil imperial conquest and subsequent occupation of Iraq. Okay? And this, they feel, it somehow vindicates this evil, heinous act, okay? But, you know, I just want to say that this is nothing but backwards shit logic, okay, from heinous scum. All right, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to move on because I know I just, you know, I get onto these subjects and I just keep talking, but I'm moving. We're doing a Che Guevara show today. We're talking about commies today, bigoted commies, and I don't want to get sidetracked on, you know, on imperialism. Okay, I'm talking about a different thing today. Okay, well, let me just say one more thing because I have it in my notes. I don't care if Iraq becomes the model of democracy for the entire world. You know, I don't care if Iraq becomes a heaven on earth. I don't care if Moses, Buddha, and Jesus Christ sprout out of the ass of every single person in Iraq. Okay? It doesn't matter. The invasion of Iraq was illegal and immoral. And we have no fucking right to be there. Okay? I'm moving on. Okay. All right. For those of you who don't know about Che Guevara, he started out as a medical doctor, and then he became a Marxist revolutionary. he agitated for revolution all over the world. The man was everywhere. He was even in Africa agitating for revolution. He was all over South America. I think he might have been. I know he was in Guatemala at one point, but I'm not sure what he was doing there. Anyways, Che Guevara was finally killed in Bolivia in 1967. There is talk that the CIA was involved. I have no reason to doubt that, because the CIA often targets individuals that they perceive to be a threat to not the United States, but to capitalism. Okay? Now, I just want to say, you know, I'm pretty sickened by Che's bigotry, and I will get into that, okay? But I do want to say first that I have a profound respect for the man's purism and dedication to his cause. You know, by definition, a communist must agitate for revolution. Communists who really want to be communists cannot just sit on their asses after they consolidate power and become a repressive dictators. Che is the only communist revolutionary that I know of that seemed to be actually interested in promoting communism rather than consolidating power. Okay. You know, Che walked the walk, and you know, he is a bigot, or he was a bigot, but, you know, you still have to respect him for his principles. For people that still don't know about Che Guevara, you've probably seen him somewhere. Seen an image of him, like a photograph of him or an impression of him on somebody's shirt or on a poster. You'll often see him with a scruffy beard and cigar like his friend Castro. Unlike Castro, you know, who is just this big, ugly fucking thug, Guevara is like really handsome, but not in like a pretty boy kind of way. You know, he's like masculine and rugged. You know, he's got that rugged masculine look. You know, his appearance is I would say it's like it's godlike. You know, if you've ever seen like Growing Up Gotti, it's a terrible show, but in one episode, one of the Gotti kids was wearing a Guevara shirt, okay? I don't know if the kid even knew, you know, what he was wearing. He probably just thought, oh, this is a cool-looking guy, you know? I'll just wear him on my shirt, you know? The best way for me to show you what a bigot Che Guevara was is to read quotes from the Motorcycle Diaries. Okay? The Smoking Gun is right in the quotes. Motorcycle Diaries was an early memoir that Che Guevara wrote. It was recently made into a movie, maybe about four months ago, maybe five. You might have seen it. It was produced by the Sundance Kid, you know, Robert Redford. He does a lot of, Redford does a lot of, like, lefty propaganda movies. But anyways, the movie made Che out to be a fucking saint. You know, he couldn't do wrong in this movie. He was a god in this movie, all right? There's not one mention of the fact that the thing that they based the movie on, his memoir, okay, that there was no mention of the fact that there was bigotry, that he was a bigot. But I'm gonna read you the quotes right now. I'm gonna take a little break and then read you the quotes. Okay. I am back from the dead, sort of. I'm gonna get to the quotes now. Again, the quotes are taken from The Motorcycle Diaries, a memoir written by Che Guevara. Here's the first quote. Quote, "The blacks, those magnificent examples of the African race, who have maintained their racial purity thanks to their lack of an affinity with bathing, have seen their territory invaded by a new kind of slave, the Portuguese," unquote. I'm going to read this quote again to you. Quote, "The blacks, those magnificent examples of the African race, who have maintained their racial purity thanks to their lack of an affinity with bathing, have seen their territory invaded by a new kind of slave, the Portuguese," unquote. All right. Now, let me remind you that this quote was not taken from a white supremacist website or a neo-Nazi website. This quote was not made by a neo-Nazi. This quote was made by a medical doctor, all right, that's harboring these social Darwinistic views, that of racial purity and all that fucking horseshit, and that also that blacks, don't bathe, okay? They stink. All right, I just couldn't believe that I was reading this kind of shit. Okay, you think you get more from medical doctor? But anyways, he goes on to talk about the blacks. Quote: the black is indolent and a dreamer. I hope I'm pronouncing that word indolent right. I didn't do my homework, but anyways, let me start again. The black is indolent and a dreamer, spending his meager wage on frivolity. I think it's frivolity. All right, or drink. The European has a tradition of work and saving, which has pursed him, pursued him as far as this corner of America and drives him to advance himself even independently of his own individual aspirations. So again, he's saying that black people are inferior, they're sort of proto-human. They're not really, they don't want to advance themselves like white people. Okay. More social Darwinism. Now we're going to give you here's a little dose of anti-homosexual quote. Okay, here we go. Quote, "The episode upset us a little because the poor man, apart from being a homosexual and a first-rate bore, had been very nice to us, giving us 10 solos each, bringing our total to 479 for me and 163.5 to Alberto." All right. This doesn't look like a kind of guy that was very comfortable with gay people. Anyways, here we go. Here's another quote where Che offends my people. Okay, here we go. Quote, the first person we hit on was the mayor, someone called Cohen. We heard a lot about him, that he was Jewish as far as money was concerned, but a good sort, unquote. So it reminds me of a Michael Jackson song. It's about 10 years ago, and he had this lyric in it, like, sue me, Jew me. So it's sort of the same sort of, you know, they're using, I think, Jewish as, an adjective? Or a verb. I'm not very good with English. You know, people that don't know me, okay, who are first listening to me don't know that I'm like mildly retarded, okay? My IQ was rated at 95. So, you know, don't expect too much of me. I try. But anyways, here we go. Now, this quote is a little more ambiguous. All right, there. You know, it's hard to say clearly if it's racist. But now we're referring to they're referring to a photo that the sergeant showed him In the Motorcycle Diaries, Che and Alberto often, when they needed a place to sleep, they would go to police stations, and they'd let them sleep there at night. It was quite a big difference than what it's like in the United States. Quite a bit different now. But here we go with the quote. Quote, the sergeant showed it to us, saying, quote, look, doctors, the classic image of a murderer, unquote. We nodded enthusiastically, but on leaving the station, I asked Alberto, quote, which one exactly is the murderer, unquote. And his thinking was much the same as mine, that the dark guy had a much more murderous aspect than the Indian. Well, of course, you know, unquote. Of course, it's the dark guy that looks like the murderer, you know. Wouldn't be the light guy, it's the dark guy. Okay, you know, that's it. That's as much quoting as I want to do today. There's more, you know, you can make more out of some quotes in the book, but they're, you know, they're more ambiguous. These are just like, at least the first four quotes I gave you were just smoking guns. I'd like to talk a little about chelibs.com, okay? I would like to, you know, as I said in the beginning of the show, I was denied access to their forums. I went there many, you know, long time ago, like after I saw the movie, I wanted to get on their board to basically plug the talkwarrior.com, and they screen. And they actually gave me a username and a password, but it didn't work. And I wrote to them asking, to let me on their board. And, there was no response. Just like when I asked them to do the show, there was no response. It's not only, chelibs.com. You know, it's just, you know, chelibs.com is just the almost with only a few exceptions, the entire left has sort of refused to grant me admission into their little exclusive private fucking club. I happen to be like a socialist, so I don't get why I do get why I'm not made a member of their little fucking club, and I will get into that. But anyways, let me just say it's fear. It's fear. Okay, they fear me, I believe, because I seek the truth. Okay? And I don't submit to any god, okay, except for the god of my original father, okay, Abraham. Okay? That's the only god I submit to. Okay? Let me move on. I get carried away in these little speeches, but let me move on. Now, I attempted to make a guestbook entry, okay, at Che Libs, and they screen that too. Okay, they censor that. It's like you can't just post anonymously. You have to clear it first. They have to, give it clearance, and then they publish it. I never saw my guestbook entry. I had I posted a guestbook entry to tell the bastards that I was going to do this show on them. Okay? I didn't say I was going to do the show on them, but I posted this sort of this review of the book on talkwarrior.com in the blog, and I said, I wasn't very nice about this. I called them, look, you dumb bastards, here's your false god, but no one, the only comments in their guest books are nice comments, but here's what happened. Some joker posted a message on my site in response to, what I had said. And I'm almost sure it was because of the guestbook entry. It's probably the webmaster of chelibs.com. And you could see it. It's on the website, and he called me an idiot and ignorant and all that. That may be true, okay, but there's one thing that is undeniably one fact that is undeniably true. They are cowards, okay? They are afraid to confront me, and I told them in my email, and I actually posted the email on my website, okay? It was very civilized, okay? I would not have busted their gonads. Okay, but they refuse. They don't want to defend Che. They're afraid of what I have to say. Okay, here's one undeniable truth: that they are cowards. Let me move on. Oh no! Before I move on, let me just say that you can post. Here's the difference between my website and the Che Libs website. Anyone can post a message on my website. You could post negative messages, comments, okay? Like the guy from Che Libs, okay? And I'll leave it there, okay? You know why? Because I'm not a fucking thought fascist, okay? I believe in free speech, and I don't care if you're a fucking Nazi, okay? You have a right to post a comment on my website, and I'm not going to delete it, all right? The only reason why I would delete a comment if it was someone like posted a spam, was selling something. Otherwise, if you got something to say, then you got a right to say it. And it really pisses me off, all this fucking censorship and denial of information, okay? And I don't know what these people at Che Libs are afraid of. Could it be the truth? I don't know. Could it be that Che Guevara is a false god? I don't know. They're afraid of something. Okay. What else? There's a few more things. There's a lot of shit sold on the chelibs.com website. There is, posters and being sold and all kinds of, you get a Che Guevara coffee mug and all kinds of stupid shit. Shirts and all this crap. And you could buy, Che books. And also they ask for donations. And it's like, at my website, talkwarrior.com, we ask for donations too. In fact, I want you to donate, okay? I want you to leave a dollar, okay? All I ask is that you leave $1 per year. But let me get to what I was saying. The difference between my website, okay, and the Che Libs website is that all my expenses and all of my donations are public. If you make a donation, I leave the four or five digits of the PayPal transaction ID. Okay, so that way, that you paid. Okay, and everything is public and in the open. But as far as we know, okay, there's nothing to suggest that Che Libs is anything more than a front. Okay, they may just be, the Che Libs people, ChaLibs.com might be the biggest capitalist conspiracy on the web. Okay, we don't know that because of the fact that they keep everything a big fucking secret. This is not only true of Che Libs. Okay, like everyone seems to think it's okay to ask for donations, but not say, like, what their expenses are and not make it clear, make it public, where the money is going. How much money is taken in and what the expenses are, But anyways, I'm moving on. Okay. I need some water first. I think part of Che Guevara's, mystique is, A, he died. he died prematurely. I think he was not even 40 when he died. If he was 40, I don't think he was 40. It was something like 39. And also, more importantly, the guy was just, handsome as hell, he looked like, he was a big, tall guy. He was a big guy. He looked like more handsome and more rugged than any Hollywood actor that I could think of, okay? This guy was like a man's man, okay? And it was really sexy because he was also revolutionary, and that's what I think, I don't think it's only, I think a lot of, the, I'm moving on, Che Libs, okay, let me see, what else do we have, I just want to say, the real problem in the world is not, I've come to believe this, it's not the right. Okay, the great evil in the world is not George Bush. George Bush is an evil fucking, he's Satan. He is Satan. Okay, but still, that's not what's really broken in the world. It's not George Bush. It's not the Republican Party. Okay, it's not, the right wing television outlets like MSNBC and Fox News, who you know, produce propaganda 24/7. It's not them, okay? It doesn't come from a political party, okay? It comes from the problem in the world today is all these. It's not, and the problem is not ignorance, okay? The problem is all these assholes who just, you know, put this blind allegiance into, either like a political ideology, like Republicanism or conservatism, or a political ideology like communism, okay? And they have their god, Che Lips, you know, they sort of souped them up into this mythological figure, the problem is this blind fucking allegiance to authority, okay? I'm not saying, I'm a socialist, but I'm not saying that you got to be a socialist or else, or I have the answers and you don't, okay? I'll never say that, okay? And I'll never tell you, listen to me. I have all the answers. If you don't listen to me, well, then you're an idiot, okay? Your job, and what I try to do in this show, okay, is try to get you to fucking not just accept all the fucking bullshit that people tell you and all the fucking bullshit that you read, okay? Just because someone is in authority, okay, just because someone is a god, or just because someone is a president, it doesn't, doesn't mean shit, okay? You gotta listen to number one. Okay, you gotta listen to yourself. Okay, that's how we're gonna fix this world. Okay, by stop being blind. Okay, I don't think we're gonna fix this world. I'm not here to fix this world. I think you're fucking hopeless. Okay, but I do this show more out of vanity than anything else. But if you want to fix the world, okay, you got to stop believing, what people tell you, okay? You got to question what people tell you. I mean, you don't have to disbelieve it, but you have to question people in authority, okay? Because most people in authority are just interested in securing their power, and they don't give a flying fuck about you. They don't care. All right. Now, one more thing. I just like to give my candid opinion about the Motorcycle Diaries. Let me just say that I really liked it. I love this book until I got two thirds through, and that's when all these horrible bigoted comments came out. Okay. But I thought, wow, this book is it's a lot like, it's been compared to On the Road by Kerouac, and I think that there's actually bigotry in Kerouac's book as well, but that's another show that I don't want to do. But anyway, this book really started out to be much more fun and a much better book than Kerouac's book. It was the same sort of road book, there's guys traveling around from place to place, but I tell you, when I was really getting into Che Guevara, and I thought, wow, this guy is so fucking cool, I'm going to buy one of those Che Guevara posters, This is cool, man. But actually, Che Guevara is not so cool. And, you know, I really became sickened when I started, you know, when I first read that quote about, you know, I think I first bumped into the quote about, you know, the anti-Semitic quote. And then when I said, oh, okay, everyone's an anti-Semite. But when I started to hearing this shit about, like, black people, you know, being unclean and lazy, and it's sort of like a biological imperative, you know, for these people to be that way, I really became sick to my stomach. And, you know, I originally thought, boy, I'm going to go on to read more Che Guevara, but I just can't do it now. I'm just sick to my stomach. All right. I think that is our show, and I will do the credits. Of course, I can't find the credits. Okay. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network and may be retransmitted provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. You can probably, if you get my permission to do that, you can probably do that. Okay? But you have to email me. To get a copy of this week's show to syndicate freely on your website, go to radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. Or go to talkwarrior.com, send us an email, and we'll show you how to do it. Streaming audio is not only easy to set up, but free. We've added, we're trying to add podcasting. Actually, we will be podcast on this show, okay? And you can podcast the show, whatever. Anyways, let me move on. Before I tell you I'll see you again next week, let me just say I need you to make a donation, okay? I probably won't have the money to fund this show indefinitely. So all I ask is that you just go to the website and donate $1. Just donate $1 per year. That's all I ask, okay? You know, it's for a good cause, okay? You know, you're not helping starving children in the third world country, but, you know, you still don't know what's, you know, you give money to some charity organization. You don't know where that money's going, and you don't even know, you know, if the money's being used wisely. But at least, you know, if you pay me money, and don't be a fucking cheapskate, give me more than $1, okay, if you could, okay? But at least, you know, you're paying me, you're sustaining this show, and you're bringing out the word, you know? You're helping me to bring out the word to the masses, okay? I will see you again next week, Sunday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. And, you know, you could just check it out, you know, and go crazy, whatever. Okay. Take it easy.